Less than half of all students in Nevada were able to score proficient on reading tests during the 2016-2017 school year. At the same time, only 35% of students were able to get the same score on math exams. That's according to data released by the Nevada Department of Education. I sat down with our education reporter, Paul Boger, to break down the scores. Paul, thanks for joining me.
I'm happy to be here.
So the Nevada Department of Education recently released data detailing school performance around the state. The information includes the most recent scores for reading and math tests. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'll try. You know, it's a lot of data. So first, it's important to remember that this information is based on how students did on tests last school year. And it essentially gives us a snapshot of how schools around the state are doing in general. And honestly, it's really not great. As an average statewide, less than half, roughly 47% of students in grades 3 through 8 score proficient in reading, while 35% score proficient in math. Like I said, it's not great, but it's on par with where the state was the previous year. Breaking it down a little further, most schools saw some slight improvement in math scores. Reading scores, on the other hand, dropped a bit. But if you look at it from a different perspective, this is only the second year the state has had reliable data on how schools are doing. And now that they have this newest information, schools can actually make comparisons from the previous year and make adjustments on student instruction as they see fit.
What data is included in this report card? Is it just the reading and the writing?
That's probably the largest portion of the scores. But this data includes everything from daily attendance rates to the number of reported cases of bullying per district. And we saw some interesting information. Overall, there were 473,000 students enrolled in Nevada's 681 public schools. Hispanic students are by far the largest demographic, and schools are reporting a roughly 97% daily attendance rate. However, the state's graduation rate continues to lag behind the national average. Roughly 73.5% of students actually graduate within 4 years. Overall, though, the state's dropout rate is actually declining, so it's getting a little better there. And at the same time, the number of teachers across the state continues to fluctuate. There were fewer teachers last year than the year before, and that could affect student-teacher ratios, harming student performance.
Right. Well, and what about charter schools? Are they included in this assessment?
They were. Charter schools in Nevada are considered public schools, and they receive state funding and therefore are required to administer state tests.
Well, and what did we see there?
Well, when it comes to testing, it appears the charter schools were able to outscore the state averages in math and reading scores for grades 3 through 8, as well as the ACT scores. However, it's not all sunshine and rainbows for the charter schools. You know, you have all this other data. Remember, student-teacher ratios, attendance, graduation. And in every single one of those categories, the average of the traditional public schools outperform the charters. So better graduation rates, better dropout rates, too.
And so what happens now?
So you may have noticed that the one thing we haven't talked about are the star ratings. That's the designation used by the state to tell parents exactly how well a particular school is doing. 5 stars are the best. 1 star schools are, well, bailing. The report card released by the state does not include those ratings. And it's my understanding that the State Department of Education was going to release those ratings with this data, but after some concerns by district leaders, they've reserved the right to withhold those ratings at this time, and they're fully in the right to do that. Due to recent changes in federal law, the state doesn't have to release those scores or those ratings until the fall of 2018.
Paul, we'll have to leave it there for now. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
For Reno Public Radio, I'm Michelle Billman. That was our education reporter, Paul Boger.